BBC News, I'm John Shea. President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will hold their second face-to-face meeting in the Vietnamese capital Hanoi shortly. They're expected to discuss denuclearisation. John Sopel reports from there.
President Trump seems to have a twin-track strategy in trying to set the tone for this summit. First is to offer Kim Jong-un Vietnam as a vision of what North Korea could become. Leave aside the slight oddity of an elected US president touting a communist one-party state, which Vietnam is, as the model to follow. But it's true that the economy here is booming. Vietnam is thriving like few places on earth, the president tweeted this morning. North Korea would be the same and very quickly if it would denuclearise, he said. And the other approach is to hold Kim Jong-un in a warm embrace.
Some news just in. Medical sources in Cairo say at least 12 people have been killed and more than 20 injured in a fire at the main railway station in the Egyptian capital. Security sources said the fire erupted when a train hit one of the station's platforms. Dozens of ambulances have been rushed to the scene. Figures for 2018 showed the birth rate in South Korea has fallen to a record low. The average number of children born to a woman in the country last year fell to 0.98, giving South Korea the lowest birth rate among the world's richest nations. The former president of Seychelles, France-Albert René, who seized power in a coup in 1977, has died in hospital at the age of 83. He led the tropical island state for decades and is credited with transforming the social condition of the once impoverished nation. From the capital, Victoria, Patrick Muirhead reports.
France-Albert René founded the political movement which drove this cluster of tiny tropical islands to independence from the UK in 1976. Serving as Prime Minister in its first coalition government, he then overthrew the President, Sir James Mankam, in a coup d'etat the following year, forcing him into exile. In 1991, he reintroduced multi-party politics, winning several successive presidential elections before retiring in 2004. He died this morning in hospital in the capital, Victoria, following a lengthy battle with bad health caused by his own admission by his fondness for smoking.
A BBC survey has found that the number of British school pupils learning foreign languages is at its lowest level for 18 years. According to the analysis of more than 2,000 state secondary schools, the number of students taking exams such as French and German at the age of 16 has dropped by almost half in that time. In three localities in England in 2017, there were no such exams in German at all. And that's the latest BBC World News.